Chapter 4, Relaxation, Finding Peace When the World Feels Crazy. Stan, 16 years old. When my mom is on my case, it really stresses me out. She's always nagging me about this or that. I can't even walk in the house without her busting on me about school or asking me where I was. Sometimes I feel like my brain is going to explode. We are all human. And because we are all human, we all experience stress. All kinds of things can stress us out. Problems with friends or family, school, trouble with the law, being alone, or even riding a crowded bus. When we are very stressed, our breathing might become faster and more shallow. Our muscles tense up and we can feel like we want to explode. Our minds might race and we might get caught up in a negative or destructive thinking. Sometimes our stress might not be so dramatic. We begin to feel more anxious. We keep going over the same stressful thoughts. Our minds become like broken records, playing the same words over and over. Because we will never live in a stress-free world, we need to develop ways to reduce our stress no matter where we are. If we don't find ways to release this tension in healthy and responsible ways, we run the risk of snapping. Or we just feel bad and ground down by life. One of the best ways to manage or tame our stress is to learn how to relax. When you relax deeply and let go of stress, it's like you turn down the noise in your head. Then you can hear deeper wisdom guiding you, the voice of your core self. Even if you are on a noisy cell block with people screaming and the TV and radio blaring, relaxation gives you the power to become more peaceful and calm without having to change your environment. Real relaxation comes from within. You might be thinking, I already know how to do that. When I need to relax, I grab a beer or a joint and watch TV. While these things might feel relaxing to you or allow you to chill out, there is a deeper kind of relaxation. It is a kind of relaxation that you can use anytime and anywhere. We are talking about a kind of relaxation that helps you quiet your mind, but still lets you be aware, present, and focused. Watching television just creates more noise in your head. And although drugs might seem relaxing and take the edge off your negative thoughts, they actually work to numb you. Real relaxation allows you to be centered and peaceful without shutting down. Relaxation is also an attitude that allows you to remain calm even in the middle of stress and confusion. Relaxation moves you out of the winds of the tornado and into the center where it is quiet and still. Relaxation is not about being laid back or fronting an attitude that nothing bothers you when inside you feel tense, anxious, or upset. When you're really relaxed, you feel good. You feel more alert and alive. You feel more at peace with yourself and the world around you. Relaxation techniques, finding power and peace. Just like anything that requires skill, like basketball, playing the guitar, or driving a car, relaxation requires that you learn the moves and practice them. Of all the relaxation techniques, becoming aware of your breathing is the biggie. As for the rest of the techniques, some might feel more natural to you than others. Try them out and see what works for you. Breathing. This is a powerful connection between your mind, your body, and your spirit. Whenever your mind becomes stressed, you might also find that your breathing becomes rapid and shallow and your muscles become tense. Becoming aware of your breathing pattern is one of the simplest and most effective stress-reductive skills that you can learn. Simply by breathing deeply and evenly, muscles relax and thoughts become quieter and calmer. It's like taking control of a car that is speeding out of control by first taking your foot off the gas and slowing down. Breathing is like your body's gas pedal. It regulates your mind and body. It can help determine how fast or slow you go. Daily reminder. As you go through your day, remind yourself to breathe fully and deeply. In general, the deeper you are breathing, the more relaxed you will be. The next time you find your body tense up when you are in a stressful situation, take 4 deep breaths before you do anything else. In fact, you don't have to wait until you're stressed. Do it anytime. Deep belly breathing. Paying attention to your breathing. Put both hands on your belly like you're holding a basketball. Breathe in deeply through your nose, letting your stomach muscles expand as far as they can. Your hands will move out like the basketball is getting pumped up with more air. Next, exhale through your mouth, letting your muscles contract. Let out a sigh as you exhale. The basketball should deflate under your hands. Feel your facial muscles, shoulders, and the rest of your body relax as you exhale. Repeat several times. Try this now. Breathe counting. Breathe in to the count of four. Breathe out to the count of four. Imagine breathing in a peaceful energy as you breathe into the count of four again. Breathe out to the count of four and feel your body relaxing. Feel your muscles relax as you breathe out. Then at the same speed, breathe in to the count of eight, breathe out to the count of eight. Again, breathe in to the count of eight, taking in a peaceful energy, then out to the count of eight, letting your muscles relax. Then breathe in to the count of 12 and out to the count of 12. And in to the count of 12 and out to the count of 12. Then stop counting and enjoy the fullness of your breathing. Self-talking and breathing. Repeat a word or phrase that helps you relax. For example, inhale, and as you inhale, say to yourself, I am. Exhale. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, calm. As you say these words, feel your mind let go of stressful thoughts. Let your muscles let go of tension as you continue to repeat these words with your breathing. Let your breathing become deeper and slower. Try this for 3 or 4 minutes. If you find your attention wandering, gently bring it back to your words and breathing. Let yourself enjoy the feeling. Body scan and breathing. Scan your body. Notice how different parts of you are feeling. As you inhale, imagine you are breathing clear, soothing, healing energy into the areas that feel tired, painful, or tight. As you exhale, imagine the tiredness, the pain, and the tightness leaving with the breath. Scan your entire body from your toes to your head. Breathe in a soothing, calming energy with each breath you take in. Breathe out tension with each breath going out. Go from one body part to the next. Start with your feet. Put all your attention on your feet. Imagine breathing in a soothing, calming energy as if you were breathing in air directly from a really peaceful place in nature. Then breathe out and feel that part of your body relaxing. Feel the muscles relax. Then one at a time, do the same with your ankles, lower legs, knees, thighs, the lower part of your body, your stomach, lower back, along your spine, chest, upper back, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, neck, jaw muscles, face, forehead, and scalp. Then bring your awareness to your entire body and breathe in the peaceful energy for a while longer. Positive visualization. Images in your mind have an immediate and deep effect on your physical and emotional state. Have you ever woken from a frightening dream and found your heart racing, your muscles tight, your fists clenched? Even though you were in a safe place and the scary events from your dream weren't actually happening to you, your body and emotions reacted like they were real. Your nervous system can't tell the difference between what is happening in real life or purely in your imagination. In the same way, if you imagine relaxing and peaceful experiences, your body doesn't know that you're not on a beach in Jamaica or walking in a beautiful park. When you visualize yourself feeling relaxed and confident, you are programming yourself for physical health, success, and positive emotions. Basically, visualizing means that you are deciding what kinds of images, movies, or pictures you want in your head and playing with them. Think of a computer. By deciding which dish you pop in, you control what shows up on the screen. It works the same way with your mind. If you visualize peaceful and relaxing images, your mind and body will react by becoming calmer. Peaceful scene. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths. Feel your body become more relaxed and less tense. Then using as many of your senses, for example, seeing, hearing, smelling, as possible, imagine yourself in a perfect place for the relaxation. Be as specific as possible. For example, if you're walking on the beach, what color is the water? Is the water warm? Can you feel the sand on your feet? You don't have to have actually been on a beach in Jamaica to have that visualization. One of the most powerful tools that we were born with is our imaginations. Or maybe there's a place like your grandmother's house that makes you feel calm and relaxed. You can smell her cooking, feel the house, and hear her voice in the kitchen. Outside it's cold and raining, but inside it's warm and comfortable. Take a minute to remember a place like this. daily life scene. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths, then using as many senses as possible, imagine yourself calm, clear, and confident moving through your day. Feel the good power that is always inside you. Imagine feeling this way in a potential stressful situation. See yourself in control, relaxed, and totally able to deal with whatever comes your way. In a way, there is nothing new about the things that are written in this chapter. Of course, we are breathing all the time. Your body will breathe whether you remember to do it or not. Just remember to breathe a little more deeply from time to time. When you're aware of your breathing, you can use it as a tool to bring peace and relaxation into your body and mind. It is a tool that you don't need to buy. It can never be taken away from you as long as you are alive, and it is with you all the time. It is a powerful and effective way to bring peace into your life fast. And just like we are breathing all the time, we are telling ourselves things to do. There might be a CD playing in your head all the time, and you might not even know that you put it on. It might sound something like this. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. It's always going to be this way for me. Sometimes how you feel is just a matter of the CD you pop into your head. We can choose to let the negative stuff play loud. We can get in touch with our peace and power. The choice is up to you. Remember to breathe and consider this. Within me, there is a peacefulness that cannot be disturbed.